Welcome to the Search Stories UK podcast on vSphere 5 and data protection. My name's Anthony Adsett, Bureau Chief with Search Stories UK. Today's speaker is Chris Evans, an independent consultant with Langton Bloom. Today we're going to be talking about the main data protection enhancements in vSphere 5. But before we go on to those, it's probably necessary to talk about the key storage enhancements that provide the backdrop to this. So first of all, over to you, Chris. If you can just talk about the storage upgrades in vSphere 5 that bear upon data protection, and then we'll move on to the wider question. Over to you.
Okay, so let's just start with some of the enhancements we've seen in the storage features that have come out with vSphere 5. There's a couple of things I'd like to talk about, first of all, and one of those is the fact that we've now moved VMFS on from version 3 to version 5. And for people, if they're not 100% sure what that means, VMFS is the file format that sits on block storage for vSphere. This has been extended to have a lot higher scalability, up to 64 terabytes, and has also been extended to have thin provisioning functionality built in to integrate with storage array providers who have thin provisioning technology. So as you can imagine, from a data protection perspective, you can now have bigger VMFS file systems, which allows you to put more of your data together in a consistent format, and you can also now thin provision that and take out all of the blocks of data you don't need and have that proper interaction between the software and the array itself. One other thing that I would just like to touch on very quickly is storage vMotion. A lot of changes have been made to storage vMotion, and they've been done to integrate that feature with other features such as ECB and the backup interfaces and the way that snapshots and clones are used, so that you can replicate something that's using a snapshot or a clone. So storage vMotion has been improved dramatically as well. Part of the way that's been achieved is an architectural change, which has introduced something called a mirror driver, so that when a virtual machine host is being replicated, the actual updates that are made to that host are replicated to both the source and the target disk environment, so you get much better performance on replication.
Moving on to the main data protection enhancements, Chris, could you give us a run through them?
Yeah, sure. So as you're probably aware, when we say vSphere, we don't necessarily mean purely ESXi. vSphere encompasses a number of products in the family, one of which is Site Recovery Manager, and we've seen a lot of enhancements go into there. So another feature that's been brought out is called vSphere Replication, and this allows effectively host-based replication of individual VMs. It means that you don't have to have replication from an array perspective, although that is supported. But if you haven't got a vendor-based replication in your environment, this allows you to replicate virtual machines between sites, and it allows you, for instance, to do this vendor agnostically. So, for instance, if you have vendor X at one site and you're replicating to a data store at another location which is provided by vendor Y, then they don't have to be compatible. So, effectively, it moves the replication up the stack. Now, as part of that, they've added a couple of things in there that are quite useful. One of those is automated failback. So, if you can imagine, if you're doing a failover, one of the things you may want to do at some stage is fail back. You don't want to be sitting there thinking, I failed over, how do I fail my environment back when I've had a disaster or when I've done a migration? So now you can do automated fail back to the original site. Another feature they've added in there is the ability to do planned migrations. So rather than go in and do it on a manual basis, you can plan that ahead and build a workflow, and you can do that migration in a controlled fashion, and obviously now you can fail that back as well. So we've seen a lot of enhancements into SRM5 to improve the availability features of the product.
Excellent. Thanks, Chris. And that's the end of the podcast.